Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Terrence Long. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ted Lilly. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jody Jarrett. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Spencer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Casey Blake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John McDonald. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Anderson. And now, play ball. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blake scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jarrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gant. Jarrett reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Lilly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jarrett scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Shane Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Burks. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Burks steals second. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blake hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burks scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Laker hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blake scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durazo takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McDonald hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jarrett hits a line drive towards short. Tejada reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Burks reaches second base with a double. Vizquel moves to third. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Vizquel scores. Burks moves to third. Bradley moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer strikes out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks scores. Bradley moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Laker is 0-for-1 in the game. Laker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lilly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blake scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. Tejada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. Jarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 2-strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 1-strike. Durazo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 1-strike. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. Burks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 1-strike. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Chad Bradford now pitching. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 1-strike. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer bunts in front of the plate. Hernandez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hernandez. Burks scores. Bradley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0. Indians. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 2-strikes. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blake strikes out. One out. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Laker is 0-for-2 in the game. Laker strikes out. Two outs. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 2-strikes. McDonald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDonald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Spencer. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blake scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Ellis moves to third. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. Gant is 0-for-1 in the game. Gant strikes out. Two outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis misplays the ball. That's an error on Ellis. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bradford. Vizquel moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatteberg takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDonald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Messer now pitching. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Messer, and towards Ellis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer strikes out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blake hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durazo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blake scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durazo for the out. 1 out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gant is 0 for 2 in the game. Gant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Ellis moves to third. Long moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Jason Boyd now pitching. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Long tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Gant moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tejada is 0-for-3 in the game. Tejada takes first base on ball four. Gant moves to third. Hatteberg moves to second. Terry Mulholland now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laker is 0-for-3 in the game. Laker strikes out. One out. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McDonald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDonald strikes out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danis Baez now pitching. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durazo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Durazo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Durazo reaches second base with a double. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Baez fields it and throws to first for the out. Durazo moves to third. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Durazo scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Chris Singleton pinch hits for Ron Gant. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Long moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Carl Sadler now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Burns moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tejada is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDonald fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chavez is 0-for-4 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spencer. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Tejada moves to third. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durazo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durazo hits a line drive into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eric Burns now playing left field. Chris Singleton now playing center field. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jarrett strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burks for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.